Like if I'd pull this off here. The crust or...
Veneer?
Yeah, that. And that's what you could... they save that. And that's what you put in and your paper and all.
Would that be the same as kindling then?
Kindling. That would be the same as kindling. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. And then you put some kerosene in it, I believe you said.
Yeah. We never did encourage that, but some of us put it up. You know, that table there was made on the San Juan Plantation out of ebony.
Oh, really?
And I'll tell you the story about that. It used to be high, and I can see my mother with a kerosene lamp. The table was built up high, about this high. And, of course, years ago when the style came in, the coffee tables, I had it cut off, and it had a little scroll that went around it, and I don't know what happened to it. But my mother, I can still see her in a rocking chair reading a San Antonio Express. It was 8 days old. It come by stagecoach, you know. And that table. And then after she passed away and my father married my aunt, we moved out of Hyde over to Edinburgh and then from there to Brownsville, she had it on her front porch with great big brass jardiniere with ferns, and he used to just water it there, and nothing ever happened. So finally one day I said, Aunt Alice, I said, give me that. And she said, go ahead and take it. I said, I'm going to make a coffee table out of it. And I brought it up, and it used to be an old man. And I think I didn't want the scroll on. I told him, and I didn't bring it home. And he built that. See, the marble was as it is, you know. And that, the thing is heavy as lead. And that was built by a Mexican out of ebony wood on the plantation. And I never did. I just pull it around. And he built that by hand. And you know, ebony takes a beautiful polish. And he built it by hand. His name was...
Well, is this marble?
It's onyx. And the story about that is when Colonel was the godfather to my brother, he gave that to my my father and mother, you know, the table there.
That table?
Uh-huh. And so that's the story about that. That's...
It's very pretty.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful thing. Well, what other kinds of woods grow around here besides ebony?
Oh, Lord, mesquite. You know, it's a very good one. I've got two in my backyard there. There's mesquite and ebony. You mean wood.
There's trees, whatever.
Well, that's not it. Retama is a... No, it isn't good for wood. Well, there's a hackberry tree and an ash tree. I've got two ash trees out there.
Are they native?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they native. One is hollow. I don't know how it's living. It's so old. It's just... But it'll come out again. And the ash, the hackberry, the ebony, the mesquite.
Are these... What about the fruit trees? I know there's fruit trees around.
Oh, now I have in my backyard, I have the grapefruit and all kinds of orange trees, you know, the navel. And then I have a calamondine, sour, little things like this, some kind of kumquats. And they just are on there the year round. And that one has been frozen and the hurricane knocked it down and it still comes out. And it's so tart, it makes awfully good jelly. And you asked me about something else.
Other kinds of woods we were talking about.
Well, I just can't think right now. Junco. J-U-N-C-O. Junco. It's got El Junco. It has